Come on, let's bless God. Oh, I said God, not me. If you woke up this morning and you got a reasonable portion of health and strength, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. God is good, isn't he? And he is worthy to be praised. 30 years. How many of you have been here all 30 years? Wow, wow, wow. Let's celebrate the Lord for our leader. He is my best friend in the city, and I'm thankful because he put me ahead of all of these other trains that are coming on the track. And that means I can hurry up and get out of the way. But I thank God for Pastor Cofield. He's like the Lord, he changes not. There are some people you got to meet. My pastor, Dr. Daniels, used to say every time you meet them, because you don't know which one you're going to get. But you need a friend that changes not. And this morning, I'm thankful to celebrate a real friend. Come on. You got good preachers coming, but ain't none of them performed his wedding ceremony like me. Sister Tori, we celebrate you. Let's thank the Lord for my sister. And then I'm thankful to have that beautiful lady that sits beside her. She's a brick. Wait a minute, I won't say. My wife, Valerie, will you stand? Let's give her a hand. Then thankful to, I saw St. John, who some of them are here. Just wave at me. I can't see. Amen. So glad to see y'all. Our worship leader, Sister DeFarah, is here, along with our MD, Brother Joshua Dennison. Saw him skip in. That's a blessing to have him this early in the morning. Amen. And then thankful for our chairman of trustees, who the Lord has blessed with another chance at life. Y'all don't know when to shout. Trustee Ed Ham served as the chief of staff to Jonathan Jackson, who's a congressman. They grew up together in Chicago, and he heretofore is still serving our pension board, but more than that, he serves the Lord. And I'm awfully glad to have him. James Mabel, you done some singing this morning. Where are you? Amen. Love you, man. He's been all over these United States, and I thank God for it. 30 years. Lower side of Manhattan. The Lord blessed a baby to be born. Traverse through so many places in life, circumstances, and situations. And I imagine his testimony is nobody but God. Nobody but God did it. I'm going to do it like he would do it. So yesterday I was driving along in my car. You know he doesn't start reading the scripture. So yesterday I was driving along in my car. And I left the house and was going to the bank, and it was beautiful. The sun was shining. you know, but my knee was hurting, so I knew, you know, you become a weather man at a certain point in life. My knee was hurting, so I knew something was looming, Sister Deborah, but the weather was beautiful. And then at a moment's notice, it all of a sudden got very dark. And before I could get out of the car, the rain started falling. It looked like the bottom had come out of the sky. And the Lord led me to a piece over here in 1 Kings. I believe it is chapter 17. And you know I don't preach long, so I'm almost done preaching. You better say amen. There are just a few words, and I would that you would read all of 1 Kings 17. It's a beautiful prose piece, beautiful text. But verse 9 says, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath." That's enough. Arise, get thee to Zarephath. I just want to talk about a destination with no details. A destination with no details. Pastor Cofield, there is no accident. Thank you, Paul. There is no coincidence. There is only God's providence. And my brothers and sisters, you like this pastor who served for 30 years, I'm sure God has given us all many destinations. But somehow, Sherilyn, he leaves out the details. And many of us get discouraged because we know where we're going. It just takes us a while to get there. And I want you to hear this morning. I don't want you to be discouraged because it takes you longer to get there than it takes others. Wherever God has for you to be, in God's timing, you will get to whatever he's promised. My brothers and my sisters, here is the prophet Elijah, the Tishbite. And he has to do what Cofield has had to do for 30 years. He's not only had to pronounce the drought to the people, but he has to pronounce the drought to himself. And as he pronounces this drought or declares this drought in the land, he has to tell the folk, it ain't going to be no rain. It ain't going to be no dew. There's nothing going to happen for a while. And God has him in a place where it seems as if he has no details, but he tells him, I've got somebody to feed you at Zarephath. I just need you to get there. But between Zarephath and where he is now, there are a whole lot of things that take place. And the truth of the matter is, in each of our lives, God has destined and designed us to get to some places, and we know not what will happen. But here is what you ought to hold on to. If God said it, now, I know people say, I believe it, and that God, and that settles it, but you ain't got to believe it. If God says it, that settles it. I just happen to believe what God says because I've taken him at his word so many times. I've tried him so many times. I know that what God says is true. So there is no dew. There is no rain. And the Lord provides for him a W-A-D-I, a Wadi. Some call it Cherith's Brook. Some call it appropriately Kerith's Brook. He provides a seasonal stream for him to drink from. Isn't it interesting how many of us are praying for resources? Come here, let me tell you, you ain't got to pray for resource when he has promised to be the source. Some of y'all missed your shout. I'm too big to try to make you shout. You better get it on your own. You don't have to worry about resources when he is the source. And before you need what you need, God has already placed your answer to your problem right there. You see, Kerith's Brook did not come to be when Elijah needed some water. It was there before he needed it. And that's what I want to tell you. You ain't got to have the details when God promised that whatever you need, he would supply your needs. And I got about 30 people in here, I'll make 31, who don't mind testifying. He has always met my needs. He has always supplied my needs. He has always taken care of everything. That's why the songwriter said, all that I have needed. I wish I had about 10 more people in here. All that I have needed, your hand has proved. So here he is at this little seasonal stream. God provides for him something to drink. And then what you worried about? How you gonna eat? God will take that which should be taken from you and make it give to you. He takes an unclean, dirty scavenger bird called a raven and said, you bring him a sandwich in the morning and bring him a sandwich in the evening. So the bird brings flesh and bread in the morning, flesh and bread in the evening. It is because God will use that which would take from you to bless you. That's why you ought to go to work tomorrow, not concerned about your haters or your dictators or people who seek to knock you down, because God has promised those who think they're going to break you, God's going to bless you. And before you can experience breakthrough, you've got to experience breakdown and break up. But it is at the cutting place. It is at Kerith's Brook. It is at the place of separation where he divides you so he can bless you. Come here. God does not isolate you from the vicissitudes of life, but God promised to insulate you while in the vicissitudes of life. That's what I'll shout about this morning, that God does not take me out of my trouble, but he promised to be there in the midst of my trouble with me. 30 years, DZ, God has been with you all the time, through ups and downs, through ins and outs, through valleys and victories, through deliverances and defeats. Nobody but God has been with you. So listen, when one resource runs out, it's not because God doesn't love you. He just needs you to understand that he's got more where that came from. I wish I had somebody excited. I know there were times you were trying to build a hope center, but God's got more than you think he's got. I know somebody, Pastor Cofield, was blessing the church and giving good money, and that raven stopped feeding, but God's got more. That came from. And there are some folk who think because they leave your church or don't give or don't do that the program wasn't gone. 30 years. I said 30 years. The program still gone. It's going on. That's why I tell Negroes, go on and die if you want to. God's program will still roll on. I wish I had somebody here who knows God's got so much. Y'all don't know when to shout. I said, God's got so much. Y'all don't know when to shout. God's got so much. Eyes have not seen. He gives us destination, but he doesn't give us any details. Why does he do that? He wants to work for us. He wants to work for us. He wants us to depend solely on him for whatever we need. He wants to work on us. He lets you watch the brook dry up. It's the cutting place. It's the place where he doesn't want you to stay. because it looks unfavorable, but he has to separate you before he can bless you. It wasn't a conference call. Some of y'all think that if your friends ain't there, you can't take everybody where you're going. And you cannot tell your big dreams to small people. Everybody cannot take or understand what God is doing in your life. So you got to learn how to give folk the benediction. Arrivederci, adios, deuces, see you later. This is for me and God. And if God be for me, oh shucks. Go to the brook. Get you a little water. The raven's gonna feed you. Let me tell you something. If God gives you an instruction that makes sense to your natural mind, it ain't God. And if you can afford the vision and obtain the vision without God, then it ain't God. If you can get your own resources without the source, then it ain't God. I hope I'm helping you. If your plan fits in your budget, it ain't God. I need some plans that are bigger. If you can get to your destination easily, it ain't God. When you experience lack, it is the confirmation that you are in the posture to receive a blessing. You won't appreciate the blessing if you ain't been without it before. But because I know what it is to eat sardines and Vienna sausage, because I know what it is to put bologna on the stove and watch the edges of it curl up, because I know what it is to eat welfare cheese, then I can appreciate a T-bone and a porterhouse and a ribeye. And I wish I had somebody here who's thankful for the lack because you know it was the Lord. Who's thankful for not having it because nobody but the Lord. Nobody but the Lord. He wants to see your faith before you give. He gives you all of the finances you need. I'm almost done. Pronounces the brook, pronounces the drought, and God provides the brook. But wait a minute. Then he says, Pastor Cofield, this is the piece. I want for you to get to Zarephath because I've blessed you here, but you've got to be willing to move. See, some people miss their season because they want to stay at the brook when the Lord is calling you to Zarephath. Many of you still stuck at the same job. Ain't making no money, ain't been making no money. Because the brook is comfortable to you. Some of you in marriages where you're still getting beat up. All right, be a fool if you want to. God is calling you to hire. But you got to recognize when it's time for you to move. Well, destination, no details. How do you get from Kerith's Brook to Zarephath? Oh, it's a 100-mile journey. Ain't no camels in sight. Ain't no donkeys in sight. There's nothing around. How do you get to Zarephath? There's no transportation. Not only is there not any transportation, ain't no water. How, Paul, do you get to the next place when you don't see how you're going to get there. 30 years, can I tell you, God never called you to see. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. I know his story. I know some of the things he's been through. And I know that he never saw some of the things coming in life that life presented to him. I know he didn't understand how there are preachers who can pat you on your back and stab you at the same time. I've been there. But God has told you, arise and get to Zarephath. What does that mean? That means you ought to first arise, you ought to change position. And when you change position, Schofield, it also causes you to change your disposition. You see things differently than you once did. Rise and get to Zarephath. But how am I going to get there, Lord? Rise and get to Zarephath. I don't see a camel. Rise and get to Zarephath, because I have commanded a widow woman to feed you there. I want to say this to one of you church hoppers. God has sent your blessing there, and the reason you miss it is because you hear there and everywhere. When you don't obey God, Cofield, I'm sure there are some churches who offered you, I know they did me, they offered me much more money than I could dream of. Pie in the sky, but God had not promised me that my blessing would be in those places. He said, 2702, go there. And sometimes it's hard to trust God when you don't see what God is doing. But if he said, go there, you better get there as fast as you can and say to hell with everything else, my blessing is there. I have commanded a widow woman to feed you there. Ain't no donkey, ain't no camel, and I'm providing a stranger. I provided a stream. I provided a strange bird. And now I'm going to provide you a stranger. What is she going to do, Mary Smith? This woman said, I don't have but a little bit. And I want you to know God uses always a little bit to accomplish a whole lot. I want to help somebody today. You may not have it all figured out, but God uses a little bit to accomplish a whole bit. If you look back over your life, God has used a little bit to accomplish a whole lot. If you think things over, God has used a little bit to accomplish a whole lot. Well, get to Zarephath. It's a 100-mile walk. Walk, walk, walk. You're walking by yourself. Can you see Elijah now? Elijah probably wasn't like me. Sometimes I cuss. Amen. The devil be on my back sometime, and I just say things I ain't supposed to say. And sometimes I say things, and you understand? You understand? Don't be looking at me. Things I used to do, I don't do as often. Amen. I know y'all say the things I used to do, I don't do no more. I just say I don't do them as often. If that was me, I'd have been said all kind of stuff all along the way. Y'all don't want to be real with me. Some of y'all was cussing on the way to church this morning. How you expect me to get here? Widow woman, I imagine she was cussing too. You tell me you want me to fix you a cake? Any single parents in here? Yes, Lord. And you want me to fix you something to eat fast, preacher? I just got me and my boy. Here she is at the front of the gate. Can I tell you something? Whenever God gets ready to bless you, he doesn't leave your blessing way in the back. He'll put your blessing at the front of the gate. He has it prepared, Kofia. And she said, I just got a little cruse of oil. Yeah, and I just got a little meal. I just got happy right there because I want to thank God for my mama. Anybody want to thank God for your mama? When I met D.Z. Kofia, his mother was right there. This is a parenthetical pause to just thank God for mama who's willing to sacrifice and to be there and to give everything she need. I believe she left New York to be here. Thank God for mama. Mabel, she said, I just got a little bit for me and my boy. And then we're going to eat this and go on and die. But interestingly enough, and I'm just about done. Y'all can get ready. She said, I got two sticks. Here in this text, two sticks stands between life and death. But this isn't the only place where two sticks have stood between life and death. Stood between life and death when the water was bitter at Myra. And they threw the sticks in the water and made the water sweet. Two sticks stood between life and death in the garden, but two sticks stood between life and death on one Friday. Jesus died. Didn't know how he was going to take that. And she gave him. She dipped. I feel like hooping, but I'm not going to do it. She got in that. Don't you do it to me. She got in that. She kept dipping. And she kept dipping. I feel like it right here. And she kept dipping. 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 And it just seemed like what was supposed to be ended, God allowed to keep on rolling on. That's what I want to tell you this morning, Cofield. You've been dipping a long time. But if God told you to leave the brook and let the raven feed you and get from the raven and take the journey 30 years, not knowing what would happen, not knowing where you're going to go, not knowing what would come up, keep walking. Because if you keep walking, God has provided somebody who will keep dipping. I wish I had somebody here who was glad that God always has what you need. I need about 50 people who won't mind standing to your feet and saying, great is thy faithfulness. All that I have needed, his hand has provided great. She kept dipping, and she kept dipping, and the cruse of oil did not fail, neither did the meal barrel waste. When the Lord sends you on your destination, many of you are like the widow woman because he obeyed God, you've been blessed. Because he did what the Lord, I'm not going to do that, instructed him to do, your life has been blessed all the more. If that's you, tell the Lord, Lord, I want to thank you. That's enough. As you provided a destination, but you didn't tell me how I was going to get there. That's the best kind of trip. Because you're probably like a lot of children who ask in the car, are we there yet? D.Z. Cofield, man, you're not there yet. God, I believe, has so much more for you to do. Yeah. 18 countries ain't it. So many more people who need to be rooted and grounded. And between here and there, I don't know, we don't know, you don't know, none of us know what's going to happen. But if God says arise, then that means you're on your way up. And as long as you're still rising, you ought to keep walking. That word I wanted to preach to him, and he all heard him say, gonna give y'all another 20. I'm hoping he keep going. Because God has invested so much. There are so many pastors who occupy the office and got a parking spot, but the churches are still vacant. They're not providing any leadership. There is no spirituality. Ain't nobody being helped. Donna Brown, when somebody's helping, and you're growing and developing, keep going. He will not give you the details, but thank God, he'll get you to the destination. God bless you.